Civil Disobedience by Charles Rammelkamp. Eric Liebert was 69 and change that fall when he received his jury duty summons from the Circuit Court of Baltimore City. The official letter came in early October. It instructed him to call a certain telephone number the evening before November 17th to see if his jury number was included in the range of numbers that were to report the next day to the Clarence Mitchell Courthouse downtown. Liebert fully intended to perform the obligation, knowing that this was the last time he would ever be called for jury duty. The rules were that you were called once a year, and after the age of 70, you were exempt. So he'd run out the clock before he was eligible again, whether he was picked for a jury or not. Only a week before the jury date, Liebert had begun to have second thoughts. He was fully vaccinated against the COVID-19 virus, and he'd be getting his booster shot on the 12th, 5 days before the jury date. But he and Ardella were going to be spending Thanksgiving with her sisters in Pittsburgh, and he did not want to bring the virus there with him, even if he was protected, and even if his in-laws had had their shots too. Sitting all day, shoulder to shoulder, in the jury assembly room with other citizens whose vaccination status he had no way of knowing, there was no telling if he'd be infected. It simply wouldn't be responsible, not with Ardella's older sister Juanita's fragile immune system. In a word, Liebert had a Steve Bannon moment. 3 days before the jury date, Liebert downloaded and printed the medical exemption form, filled out his portion of it, and brought it to his doctor's office, where it would be signed by Dr. Butler and faxed by the secretary to the circuit court. November 16th came, and he did not call the jury duty number. November 17th came, and he stayed home. Thanksgiving came the next week, and he and Ardella had a jolly time with her family. "I see Eric Biden and his lackeys just announced, and for the unvaccinated, you're looking at a winter of severe illness and death. This makes the Red Scare look like chump change," Max Snyder messaged Liebert on Facebook. Snyder was an anti-vaxxer who lived in London, raged continually about vaccine mandates. But his main grievance seemed to be that he was taken as a Trumper for his opinions. "Just fucking hilarious. Because I don't want the facts, I'm a Trump." "It may go beyond that, Max," Liebert mused, noting Max's tone of grievance. Liebert knew there was no arguing with these people, so that's exactly the trap he fell into, like Charlie Brown kicking the football that Lucy pulls away. Of course, the whining anti-vaxxers come mewling to the hospitals when they get sick, so there aren't any beds left for the cancer patients whose treatment gets delayed. It's their right not to be vaxxed, but they don't want to forego treatment when they get sick either. "All the people I know getting Omicron have had 2 or 3 vaxes. Face the music, dude. They don't work. You've become a sheep." "The statistics aren't on your side, Max." "All the people I know." "Right. You sound like Trump. People are saying..." Remember that phrase he used to every time he introduced some cockamamie bullshit? "The fact is that the vast majority of the vaccinated are protected, despite the odd breakthrough cases." "All the people you know."
"Who runs the statistics, Eric?"
Snyder's next cartoon bubble in the Facebook dialogue asked, and already Liebert could see the conspiracy theory at the bottom of his thinking. The so-called health experts were cooking the books, manufacturing the numbers in order to... Well, to do what, exactly? Control people was the easy answer, whatever that meant. And no doubt Snyder was poised to type that into the screen. It was all so wearying. "The deaths are all among the unvaccinated. At least that's what I'm reading and hearing. But sure, it's a vast worldwide conspiracy. Whatever you say," Liebert sighed. Sigh was almost audible. There was no arguing with these people. "Our records indicate that you missed your scheduled jury service date, November 17th. In order to reschedule your jury service, call the number below. Failure to do so could result in a fine of $1,000 and a 6-month prison sentence. Max Snyder sent Liber a link to a Goodreads review of a book by Robert F. Kennedy Jr. called The Real Anthony Fauci, Bill Gates, Big Pharma, and the Global War on Democracy and Public Health, that revealed how Fauci, Gates, and their cohorts controlled the media outlets, scientific journals, key government and quasi-governmental agencies, global intelligence agencies, and influential scientists and physicians to flood the public with fearful propaganda about COVID-19 virulence and pathogenesis to muzzle debate and ruthlessly censor dissent. Svengali gone wild. Sounded a lot like the protocols of the elders of Zion, only it was Fauci and Gates, not the Jews, who were pulling the strings. Only why? They never said beyond comic book fantasies of world control. RFK Jr. is a real conspiracy nut job, Max. Do you really believe this crap? Funny thing is, all the people I know in the States who would have been considered liberals, liberal-minded or tolerant, now bring down the hammer on you if you don't agree with their agenda. Tolerant? When this stuff can kill you? You don't honestly believe Bill Gates is trying to control the world, do you? Get real, Max. I believe that there is a concerted effort to crack down on individual freedoms. But why? What freedoms? Like stopping at stop signs? Do those impinge on your freedom? It's your choice if you want to stop on red and go on green? Or measles and pneumonia vaccines? I have a right to get sick. Liber's sarcasm boiled over. We were all so much more natural when life expectancies were in their 40s and we had our freedom, right, Max? Yes, it's better to live to 120 with surveillance cameras up our butts. Max's sarcasm was no less evident. Gibraltar is the most highly vaccinated region on Earth, upwards 85% of the population. Now we're the biggest uptake in cases. How do we explain this? Well, obviously, vaccines just don't work, right? Never mind all the unvaxxed are the ones that are dying. We should be eating tree roots and bugs like our ancestors did. We should all just be natural. The vax crowd uses this BS whenever questions arise. The Incas had an average lifespan of 100 years. How could they have managed that without vaccines? It was the Europeans that exported disease. You spend more days sick from the jab than you would if you got COVID. This is breathtakingly stupid, Max. You spend more days dead without the jab.
I just Googled life expectancies, by the way, and got 25 years for the Aztecs, 30 for the Mayans. But let's not trade Google facts. They're as bad as conspiracy theories. So I got my shots, you didn't. Let's hope we both live as long as the Incans.
Amen.
Ugh, Max, on a more serious note, I just got my threatening letter from the circuit court for missing jury duty. I'm going to have to figure this one out.
Oh, come on, Ardella groaned, exasperated. Of course he started the riot. Of course he tried to steal the election. Why on earth do these people try to defend such a corrupt, incompetent man? Why him?
I know, Liber agreed. She was responding to something she'd read online about the January 6th insurrection.
It just pisses me off, she went on. What a complete jerk. Why would anybody ever risk their life or reputation for such a dishonest, criminal human being?
Oh, speaking of criminals, I'm kind of worried about this jury duty thing, Liber sighed, changing the subject.
Dr. Butler sent in the medical exemption form, didn't he?
The person I talked to at the circuit court said they hadn't received it.
Do you think they're lying?
Or maybe the clinic didn't fax the form, or the circuit court people misplaced it? I imagine they're inundated with paper. Maybe the fax machine broke down. It's an antiquated technology, right? Or maybe I requested the exemption too late, so maybe it wasn't processed on time? Liber shrugged. I had to pick another date. It's now March 15th.
Beware the Ides of March.
I might just go through with it. Getting the doctor's excuse is such a hassle, and it seems like the circuit court didn't even get the form, for whatever reason. You know what the guy I talked to said?
After I spelled my name for him, he said, Liber, does that mean lover man? Lover boy? Mr. Love? It means strong, actually, I told him. Liber chuckled mirthlessly, wondering at the irony. Was he a weakling at heart? Oh, well, after my birthday in June, I'll never have to do jury duty again. If you die from COVID, you'll never have to do it again either, Ardella said. I've been vaxxed and boosted. We might need another booster, Ardella mused. We might need to get one every few months. Liber thought of Max Snyder's disdain for the vaccine. Was this continual jabbing a form of hysteria? Was he a sheep? Were they all sheep?